it's time for another sports presentation right here on FortinRecoveryRadio.com. Today's sports coverage is being brought to you by those community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Stay tuned. More sports coverage on its way.
Welcome to Lima Shawnee, and Indians will be taking on the Shawnee Indians. So if you hear me saying Indians, it's almost always going to mean Fort Recovery. I keep forgetting that we do have a couple of teams that we play that are also Indians. So if you hear me saying Indians, it's going to be Fort Recovery. Sorry about that, anybody from Lima Shawnee that might be listening. But that's a force of habit, and I'll try not to do that, but I'm pretty sure I will do that several times. So the Indians be coming in here and taking on the Lady Indians here at Shawnee. Things we have coming up next week, Thursday. We don't have any Monday or Tuesday games. Thursday, volleyball at St. Henry, and that will be a WPGW simulcast. There will be NFHS video available, but I don't know about any sound that might be with it, any audio. Friday, it'll be football at Marion Local. That'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast, and 6:40 will be the pregame show. There'll be NFHS video available there, and again, I don't know about with that. Saturday, our Lady Indians will be playing in the Crestview Knights, Lady Knights Invitational up in Convoy, and the game times, the match times will not be determined until next week when the state polls come out. There are generally, I think there are 8 teams, and usually 6 or more of them are state ranked, and so we have to, they try to make good matchups with those, and that schedule will come out, so we won't know till Monday or Tuesday how that's going to go, what time the Indians will play, but we'll keep you informed as to when we'll start, and we'll bring you as many of those matches as we can with them playing in 2 different gyms, but we won't be able to move our equipment back and forth quickly enough, I don't think, to do that. So looks like I don't believe they're bringing the flag down. They're going to do introductions. Looks like they're lining up for introductions. Doesn't look like they're bringing the flag down in the middle, so there may not be a national anthem. So we'll see how this goes. Let's take a little break here, and we'll see how this goes back in just a minute or two.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials for only 5 1/4. Starting at 11 Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Tenderloin Basket on Thursdays, and on Friday you can choose from our Soup and Salad Bar or our famous half-pound hand-patty cheeseburger basket. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including a New York strip steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented by our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Did you realize the Fed is highly considering moving short-term interest rates up for operating money with 5 to 7/4% increases this year? No, it's not the end of the world, but planning is definitely imperative. And these costs will be passed down to you without a careful review and plan. Come visit me today for a review of your plan and your business. Have a chat with someone that puts you first. See me, Chad Guggenbiller, at CSG Consulting in Fort Recovery. 419-852-4049.
If
you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@Outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take-and-bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take-and-bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Summer grilling season is here and Wayne Street Market has everything you need. They have nicely trimmed steaks ready to go and their prices are the lowest around. Ribeyes are $9.99 a pound. T-bones, New York strips, and bone-in ribeyes are $7.99 a pound. Their ground chuck is $4.29 a pound, bulk or patties, and Eckrich hot dogs are two for $3. While you're there getting your grilling supplies, be sure to grab everything that goes with your cookout. Fresh vegetables, potato salad, macaroni salad, chips and dips, and how about a veggie or meat and cheese tray? And be sure to check out their large selection of wine and beer. Get everything for your summer grilling season at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around. And Wayne Street Market is hiring, full-time or part-time in all departments.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. From lift chairs, mobility equipment, safety products, and more, our knowledgeable staff is here to find the durable medical equipment individuals are looking for who are living at home with chronic illness or injury. Visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy and Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Welcome back to Lima Shawnee. Don't know if there's a name for the place here. So it's Indians versus Indians. And again, as I mentioned a little bit ago, if I just say Indians, I will mean Fort Recovery out of force of habit. I'll try to distinguish between Shawnee and Fort Recovery, but there will be some mistakes made, I am absolutely certain. So we're just getting ready to go here. Looks like they're checking over the lineups. And I see lots of ponytails, which is going to give me trouble with numbers. But we'll do the best we can here. And trying to see who's going to serve first here. They're still checking the Fort Recovery's lineups, and a lot of times they'll sub somebody out right away before the match actually starts. So it looks like Indians will be serving first. Kennedy Mullenkamp will be starting it off for our Indians. And her serve, good serve, dug out by Shawnee. Set. Tipped across and over our blockers and down for a point. Shawnee leads 1-0. And their libero, Grace Freiberger, will go back to serve. She'll serve to Mara. Set and tipped over by the Indians. And Shawnee can't handle it. And it's down on their side. And it is 1-1. And Tegan Fortkamp will go back to serve for our Indians. The up official is kind of in my way of seeing all of the court, so we may miss a couple of plays. Dug out by the Shawnee Indians, and they go up for a smash, and it was a little too high, and she swung and missed. So it is 2-1 Fort Recovery. And Tegan Fort Camp will serve again. She will serve it. Dug out by Shawnee. A set. A big smash. Blocked by the Indians. And back over to Shawnee's side. And Indians are trying, Fort Recovery is trying to get it going and get it back to the other side. A set for Shawnee, and they hit it hard out of bounds, just out of bounds on the side. So it is 3-1 Fort Recovery, and Tegan will go back to serve again. Good start here for our Indians. It was dug out by the libero, but she hit it up to the upraised backboard and bounced straight down quickly, and nobody had a chance. So it's 4-1 Fort Recovery. And Tegan back to serve again. And played by the Shawnee Indians. But she saved it over to our side. We tipped it. And they say that Shawnee was in the net. So they're explaining that to the player. The coach is not allowed to approach the officials. So it is 5-1 now, Fort Recovery. And Shawnee with a smash, saved. Set for Shawnee, tipped over our blockers. And it is 5-2 in favor of Fort Recovery. And number 23, Carly Hutchins, a freshman, will go back to serve for Lima. Shawnee. She'll serve, hard shot, dug out by Kennedy. And Mara with a hard smash and out of bounds on the side. It is 5-3 Fort Recovery now. And Hutchins will go back to serve again for Shawnee. Indians right now leading 5-3, but Shawnee with two straight points here. Hutchins serves again, and it goes out of bounds on the side. She was serving again to Mara. And so now it is 6-3, and Grace Klingshern will serve from the left side. And it's dug out by Shawnee, and a hard smash, and a good save off the net by our Indians. And Shawnee with another smash, and off our hands, out of bounds. So it is 6-3. I was thinking, there it is, just 6-4. Excuse me. So it is 6-4. And number two, Peyton Metzger, will go back to serve for Shawnee. She's a junior. Serves over to, couldn't see who saved it, and set. And blocked by the Shawnee Indians. They're playing it, and it's going to go to a big up front line and a big smash off our blocker's hands and down on our side. And it is 6-5 Fort Recovery. And Metzger will serve again. They're only down one now. We were ahead 5-1 at one point. So we had a volley going there, and we tried to hit one out of bounds and tried to hit one over to them, just barely got to the net and went out of bounds. So 6-6 is the score. Dug out by our Indians, and Mara with a big hit. Blocked, and Carly over to back to Shawnee, back over to us. Sorry, I got lost there. And Mara with a hit over and a big smash for Shawnee, but they hit it out of bounds, and it is 7-6 Indians. And looks like Faith Wendell will go back to serve. So Faith serving. Fort Recovery's up by one. Dug out. Set. Smash. Big smash by the Shawnee over on our side. I think they gave us the point. Looks like Faith is going to serve it again, so maybe they were in that. I just didn't see the call. So, yep, they are giving us the point. So Indians, Fort Recovery leads 8-6. Dug out again. That's saved up to our side. We tip it back across, and they roll shot it over our blockers. Faith with a set, and we just have to bump it over. Bumped up to the front, set, and they tip it over our blockers, but we got it and flipped it back over to their side. Diana Rem always called it the campfire, right in the middle of everybody. So it's now 9-6 Fort Recovery, and Faith will serve again. And that is just dug out by Shawnee, set by Faith, pound by... that was Allison Fullenkamp that hit that. I had to wait till she got out from behind the official to see who that was. Faith will serve again. 10-6 Fort Recovery. And that's dug out and set. And a big pound, and they get it back over to us. Big pound by us, and they hit the flag box in center court, and it shot straight down. They still were able to get their hand on it, but hit it backwards out of bounds. So it's 11-6 Indians, and Faith will serve again. She's got that dying wounded duck serve, and they can't handle that very well. I think she's gotten five straight service points, and Shawnee will call a timeout, and we'll take a little timeout with them back right after this.
Gents, boys, and girls, listen up, because we don't have much time. BU has clothes and gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and thoughts ready to clothe your families for any.
Sorry, have to cut in on BU. Faith with another serve, dug out by Shawnee and blocked by our Indians, but it goes out of bounds. So Faith's streak of, I believe, five or six service points ends, but it's Indians lead 13-6 now. And it'll be Kelly Cooper back to serve for Shawnee. Over to the Indians, dug out and hit hard to the back. The back official called it out. The flag person called it out, and the up person called it in. So that's a point for us, and Mara will serve. And it's over to Shawnee. They can't get it over. And it's 14-7 Fort Recovery, and Mara will serve again. So they're having a little trouble with our harder serve. And Mara serves it into the net. So 14-8. And Addie Maxwell, the junior, will go back to serve for Lima Shawnee. She'll serve it to Mara, dug out. Set by Faith. Smacked by Allison Fullenkamp. Saved with great plays by Shawnee. But the Indians were in the net, a little back and forth right at the net. And Maxwell will go back to serve again, 14-9 now the score in Fort Recovery leads. And it'll be Mara saves it and gets it to Tegan, who hits it just too long. 14-10 the score. And Shawnee with three straight points, looking to add to that. Shawnee over to, it's dug out by Callie, set up by Faith and smacked by Tegan off their blocker's hands out of bounds. So it's 15-10 Indians, and it will be Audra Bupp serving for the Indians. And it goes just a couple of inches out of bounds, too long. So it's 15-11. And it looks like number 9, Sydney Burris, will serve for Shawnee. Mara gets it. And Tegan, I know that was Grace Klingshern, smashes one off of their blocker's hands, and it goes out of bounds on Shawnee's side. And it'll be 16-11. And Kennedy Mullenkamp will go back. She started off serving the match, or the set, and she'll serve again. Indians lead 16-11. Kennedy, they're waiting to make sure everything's okay. Waiting for the official's whistle. Looks like some discussion at the table. Okay, they're ready. And Kennedy gets it over, dug by Shawnee. A set over to our Indians, and a big smash off of their blockers, and they try to get it across to us and do not get, they were trying to tip it over our blockers and just didn't get it across the net. So point for our Indians. It's 17-11 with Kennedy Mullenkamp serving again. Dug out by Shawnee. A set, a hard hit, and goes up, rolling around in the rafters, and it is stuck up there. I don't know if that is a point for them or a redo. I think it's going to be a redo with a new ball, because that one is up in the catwalk up there for maintenance. And somebody will get that down next week. Kennedy Mullenkamp dug out by Shawnee. They're struggling a little bit, gets it across to the Indians, and we put it down on the second hit. Got dug out by Audra, and Tegan just tipped it into, as Diane calls it, the campfire, right in the middle of everybody on the second hit. So that took them by surprise. 18-11, Kennedy Mullenkamp serves again. She hits it about 3 feet too long, so it'll be 18-12 for recovery. And the libero, Grace Freiberger, will serve for Shawnee. Dug out by Kennedy. She bumps it over. Set up for Shawnee. Tipped over to us and save. And got a double hit on our Indians. So it'll be 18-13. Indians lead by 5. Freiberger will go back to serve again. And it just hits the net and flips over. Kennedy Mullenkamp with a dive. She did get her hand on it, but it shot. She was on the floor, and it after she hit it, it never got 3 inches off the floor. So 18-14. And Indians get it back over to Shawnee. Audra set up for... Set up for Paige Guggenbiller. I couldn't see her number. And rolls off of their hands and out of bounds. So it's 19-14. Dug out by Shawnee. They get it back into play and across to us. Set up for Mara, but it was a double hit. And it'll be 19-15. And number 23, Kaylee Hutchins, will go back to serve for Shawnee. Kennedy digs it. Mara with a big hit coming right at us. And she smashes it off of their blockers and over right to me, right over my head. Fortunately, the guy behind me saved me. And we serve it, and it was going out of bounds. The two Shawnee girls ran into each other, and it hit one of them. They both were trying to get out of the way, and with them bumping into each other, it hit one of them. It's 21-15 Indians. Grace Klingshern serving again. Just about the same thing, but this time they don't let it hit them. So it is 21-16 Fort Recovery. And Peyton Metzger will go back to serve for the Shawnee Indians. Waiting for the officials' whistle. There we go. And the serve comes to Kennedy. We have a set. Smash over to Shawnee. And they get a nice set up front and a big hit by Kelly Cooper and off of our blocker's hands and out of bounds. 21-17, Fort Recovery leads. Shawnee to Kennedy again. And Tegan couldn't handle it. And it is now 21-18. And Fort Recovery is going to call a timeout. And we'll just take a little pause with them.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at Lima Shawnee, Peyton Metzger serving again for the Shawnee Indians. And she serves it too long. So the Indians now have a 22-18 lead. I believe Lima Shawnee had scored three or four straight points on us, and we called a timeout. Now Faith will go back to serve for the Indians. Faith Wendell gets it across. Good serve. Dug out and set for Kelly Cooper. Big hit. But it goes out of bounds. So it's 23-18. And Faith will serve again. She might as well serve out. That just barely cleared the net. And the diving Shawnee player just could not get to it. Couldn't even get her hand on it. She has that wounded duck that just comes across and then just dives. And it couldn't have been an inch over the net. This just set point. Set. And a big, huge hit by Kelly Cooper. Goes to the floor. Our Indians can't play it. And it is 24-19. Life back for Shawnee. And Kelly Cooper will go back to serve, trying to save the game. And I couldn't see which one of our girls, I believe it was Callie, dug it, but nobody could get to it. And it is 24-20. We've scored two straight points here. Shawnee dug out by Mara and to didn't see who that was, Allison Fullenkamp, and we could not play it, and we're calling another timeout. So we'll just take another timeout with them. We'll be back after this.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
We're back here at Shawnee, where the Indians lead 24-21 now. The Shawnee Indians have scored three straight points on us, and Coach Guggenbiller calls another timeout. And so we're back from that timeout. Both teams recently have had the trouble handling the serve of the other team. So that one's dug out by Callie, set by Faith, and saved by Shawnee on a smash. And Faith with another set. That's going to go to Mara, and that is in, and Fort Recovery wins set number one. So we'll be back after this. We'll take a couple of minute break, and we'll be back.
At Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member.
We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from the outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We're in the business of producing food, and we'll be here for your future. With 80-plus years in business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Take care of your property with equipment you can count on, like the Kubota BX and L Series compact tractors, part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability, and Z Series mowers and Sidekick utility vehicles, where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kalp to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
Welcome. Sunday will be the final speaker in this year's speaker series, presented by our museum and the Historical Society. Author Mary Stockwell will be the featured speaker, and she'll talk about her book, Interrupted Odyssey, Ulysses S. Grant and the American Indians. This will be the final speaker in this year's series, so make plans now to get to the Nazarene Family Center this Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. for this free event. Author Mary Stockwell's presentation of her book, Interrupted Odyssey, Ulysses S. Grant and the American Indians.
Welcome back to Lima, where our Fort Recovery Indians take set number one, 25-21. It got a little interesting toward the end. We were up 4, 5, 6 points most of the way, and then it got down to 2 or 3 right at the end, and so the Indians finally finish, or Fort Recovery Indians finally finish it off and defeat them 25-21. So we're getting ready for set number two here, and Shawnee will start it off, and smash by Grace Klingshern, big smash, and down on the Shawnee side for 1-0 lead for our Indians, and it'll be Tegan Fortkamp back to serve. She gets dug out by Shawnee and set up, tipped across, and the Indians hit it, our Fort Recovery Indians hit it across to Shawnee's side on the second hit, and take them by surprise and get it to an empty spot on the floor. So it's 2-0, and Grace will serve again. Grace hits the top of the, excuse me, I said Grace, and it was Tegan, hits the top of the net, so it is 2-1, and it'll be Carly Hutchins back to serve for Shawnee. Shawnee will get it to Audra. Set and a hard hit by Mara, and it goes way, way out of bounds, almost into the hall. And it is 2-2, and Hutchins will go back to serve again for Shawnee. Hard shot, played, saved by Kennedy, bumped across by Mara. Shawnee with a big smash, we save it at the net. Mara with a big smash, but into the net. So now Shawnee leads 3-2, and Hutchins will serve again. 3 for Shawnee, 2 for our Fort Recovery Indians, and it'll be served again. Audra with a save, dig, and Grace Klingshern smashes one, but way into the net. It's probably 2 feet short of going over. 4-2 lead for Shawnee now, and Hutchins will serve again. Having a little trouble with her serves. It's dug out. Good set by Indians and hit across on the Shawnee side. A big smash and off of Audra's hands and out of bounds. And it will be 5-2. They've scored four or five straight on us now. And we need to break this serve. We're not. Neither team is handling serves very well. So that's Audra. She bumps it. Kennedy. Mara smashes it across. A set for Shawnee. And Audra saves it. But it went up to our front row, and nobody was there to take care of it. And so coach is calling a timeout, and we'll just take a timeout with them. It is Shawnee 6, Fort Recovery 2.
At Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from the outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We're in the business of producing food, and we'll be here for your future. With 80-plus years in business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Welcome back to Shawnee, where Carly Hutchins is a freshman, is serving to our Indians. They've scored five straight on us at least, and we're having trouble handling that serve. We should be able to handle this one okay. Mara with a big smash, saved by Shawnee, and a big smash with Audra saving it, bumped over by Tegan, and a big smash again by the Shawnee Indians. And Morrow just tips it over. Two girls on the floor for Shawnee, and they do get it back to us. Grace with a setup. Morrow, big smash, and locked back over. Kennedy with a set, and back over to Shawnee, and they go to smash it and smash it into the net. So that finally breaks the serve. And it is 6-3 now with Fort Recovery behind. And Callie Wendell will go back to serve. It's a good serve and set up for, I believe that was set up for Kelly Cooper again. She's had some nice big hits today and is doing extremely well for the Shawnee Indians. So it's now 7-3 Shawnee. And it will be Maggie Jordan. I believe this is the first time she's been in the game, going back to serve, sophomore for Lima Shawnee. She'll serve from the right side. And it'll be set up front row and smash, but back across to us and back across to them, up to the front row. And they tip it across the net. And we can't get to it, kind of rolled down the net. And it is 8-3 Shawnee here in set number two. Indians won the first set 25-21. And another nice serve by the Shawnee Indians. And Mara with a good hit across. It'll be set up for Shawnee. And hit back by our blockers. And another big hit. And our blockers got to it. But it went down in front of them on our side of the net. So it is 9-3. And at one point, I believe we were ahead 2-0 or 3-0. And I believe it was 2-0. Sorry, that scored us 9-1. And it's set up over on our side. And that was Tegan with a smash, but she did not get it across the net. It was 10-3. And the sophomore, Maggie Jordan, is back serving again for Shawnee. Another one of those tough serves. We handled it. And Mara smashes it across, set up over on the left side for Shawnee, and they smash it into the net. And it is 10-4 now. Our Fort Recovery Indians are behind, and it will be Faith Wendell coming in to serve for our Indians. And we'll see if we can get them to have some problems with our serve. That's handled by Shawnee, bumped across to us. Faith with a set. Another set for Mara, and it is coming back to our side. They tried to get it up to their front row, got it to our front row, And I believe that was Sage Luthold that put it down on their side. Yeah, when she got out behind the from behind the official, yes. So it's 10-5, and Faith serves again, just barely across the net, and set up for their front row, and they smash it past our blockers and down on the floor, and it's 11-5, and Kelly Cooper, their big hitter, will go back to serve. And I believe she had several service points last game. That one goes up, bounces around the backboard that was upraised, but it came down. And to over to their side, back to our side, and we're setting it up. And Mara with a nice smash down on the, Shawnee side, and it's 11-6, Shawnee in the lead. And it will be Mara Pearson going back to serve for our Indians. A nice serve, dug out, set up for Shawnee, and they tip it just across, and we can't handle it. And it is 12-6. Addie Maxwell going back to serve again for Shawnee. 12-6, Shawnee in the lead. We need to get some points here. Handled by Mara. Set for Tegan. And smash, and back to us, and we can't handle it. They blocked it back to us, and down. Got one of our girls got a hand on it, but couldn't handle it. 13-6 now, Shawnee. Maxwell to serve again. Mara saves it. Gets it to... Looks like maybe they called us in the net. I think we might have... Might have got into the net in that one. There's a lot of action right at the net, and I think they called us in the net. 14-6. Callie digs it, set by Faith, and Tegan goes to smash it and does not get it across the net. Our timing is just a little off. It is 15-6, and they are walking away from us right now. Maxwell back to serve again. We need to take care of the ball here. It's just barely dug up, set up for Sage, saved by Shawnee, and they got them for in the net or four hits. There's a lot of action right at the thing, and I couldn't see what the official called, but it's 15-7, and Audra will serve, handled. A bump. They're going to have to roll shot it over. A good set for Faith. And back and forth across the net. And Mara bumps it up to the front. And Tegan bumps it over. Their diving save did not work. And it is now 15-7. I think it's 15-8. It's showing 7, but I think we had 7. Anyway, it's Audra serving for our Indians, and that is an ace serve. I think it might have been going to be out of bounds, but they couldn't take the chance and just could not get to it. 15-8, scoreboard says, and it'll be Audra serving again. Audra Bupp with the hit, and another one just over the net. They're struggling a little bit, and they get it back to us. Our blockers knock it down on their side, hit it their blockers back, but it went backwards from there. And Shawnee is calling a timeout. It is now 15-10, and we'll be back right after this. Shawnee in the lead.
Take care of your property with equipment you can count on, like the Kubota BX and L Series compact tractors, part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup, rated number one for reliability, and Z Series mowers and Sidekick utility vehicles, where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Welcome back to Shawnee. And our Lady Indians are trailing their Lady Indians 15-10. We started off 2 or 3 to nothing, and then they scored a bunch on us. I think at one point they were ahead 10-3. We've outscored them 7-5 since then. And we are serving again. This will be Audra Bupp again each team has had some trouble getting the other team's serve under control and being able to get a good return. So that's a decent set for Shawnee. And Faith back set and to, I think that was to Grace. Yeah, and she smashed it over there. Their receiver was able to get her hand on it, but it went straight up and hit the backboard and shot straight down. So Audra will serve again. 15-11 now, our Indians behind. Serve set up here on the left side, and it goes down on our side, and it'll be 16-11, and it looks like number 20, Kyra de Santiago, a senior, will come in to serve for the Shawnee Indians. 16-11, they lead. Her serve will go to Mara. Set by Faith. Hard smash by Grace Klingshern, and it does not get across the net. And it's now 17-11. Another miss hit by our Indians. The Shawnee gets it across. We get it back over to them. And we smash. They smash. We can't get it across. Hits the net. Comes back. Sage hit it again and hit the net. And looks like we're going to call a timeout. It is 18-11 with the Shawnee Indians in the lead. Back in just a minute.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helba Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call.
Sorry, Dave, we have to cut in here. They're back quickly from the timeout. Audra with a dig and set up for Grace Klingshern. Big smash down on the Shawnee side and down out into the hall. And one of their players goes after it. And so now it will be Kennedy Mullenkamp going back to serve for our Indians. We are behind 18-12, and we need to get back in this quickly. So Kennedy with her serve, good serve, dug out, and our Indians are struggling to get it back across, and they're going to get it, and it's going to get, they set it up for their front row, but it came to our front row, and Tegan puts it down on their side. 18-13. That's one service point for Kennedy. Let's get her a bunch in a row here and get right back in this. 18-13 the score now. Dug out by Shawnee, tipped across. Tegan sets it up for Allison Fullenkamp, and she puts it down, and it's 18-14. Two service points for Kennedy in a row here. Let's get another one here, Kennedy. Let's keep them guessing. That was played barely and smashed and into our it was just barely played well, but it was just exactly where the smasher wanted it. She killed it down there and put it into our blockers. So now it'll be the libero, Grace Freiberger Jr., in to serve for Shawnee. They lead by five. Kennedy digs it. Tegan smashed by Grace back across and almost goes down on the Shawnee side, but they're going to bump it across. And a set, back set for Allison, and they save it back over to us. And Tegan sets it up on this side for Grace, and it is down on their side off of their blocker and a diving person trying to save it. So it is 19-15, and Tegan will go back to serve. Our Indians down by four. 19-15. Tegan with a good serve. That's bumped up and tipped by us back over to their side. They're trying to set it up, and they put it across to us, and we bump it across to them, trying to set it up for a big hit, and it's saved, and just can't. We hit it up to the front row. We hit the net. It came back, and one of our girls hit it, but it just did not get over on the third hit. So it is now 20-15 with Carly Hutchins serving again for Shawnee. In our Indians, she serves it right into the net. Thank you very much. 20-16 now. And it looks like Callie Wendell will come in to serve for Fort Recovery. So, Callie, we're down four, and we're needing some service points. Bumped up to the front, set, and a smash, saved, and bumps it not quite over. Just we were struggling with that, but we almost got it across the net, and that would have been a really good thing to catch our breath and get a chance to get things going. But it's now 21-16, time running out for our Indians, and it will be Maggie Jordan, sophomore, back to serve for Shawnee. They lead by five. Set by Tegan, and Allison Fullenkamp with a big hit out of bounds. So it's 22-16, Indians down six, and needing to make things go a little better here. Bumped to Mara, and she can't get it over the net. It's 23-16, so our Indians won the first set, but we're in danger of losing this one unless we make a big comeback. We need to get nine before they get two. Mara with a tip over to Shawnee. They set it up for their big hitters, and they make a big, big rally off the net, and big shot, but looked like Allison Fullenkamp, I believe, smashes one down for him. Man, they had a great save on that. It's 23-17, so life, a little bit of life here. And we have Faith Wendell. Maybe she can serve a bunch in a row again for us. We are needing eight before they get two. And dugout, they're going to set it for the right side here and into the net for Kelly Cooper. And Point Indians, 23-18 now, and Faith serving again. That tough serve that they've had trouble with, and they handle it, and a big smash by Kelly Cooper off of our blockers and out of bounds on our side. So Kelly Cooper is really, really playing great today. 24-18, and she is going back to serve for set point. And it's a hard shot, and we are struggling with it. Get it back over to their side, set up to the front, and we knock it back on the block. They're going to try to smash it again, and it is way out of bounds, and it's 24-19. So we need to get 5 points here to keep this game alive. Five straight. It looks like Mara Pearson will go back to serve for our Indians. So Mara with a hit across and set up for them. They get it back to us. Faith with a set and a smash down by Allison Fullenkamp, and it's 24-20. There's one of the points we need. We need to get to 24 before they get to 25. Then we still have to win by two. Mara's serve set up to the front, and they put it across on the second one. Looked like she was going to set it, and it's back to us, back over to them. They're going to smash it, and we block it down on their side. 24-21. Indians are coming. We need to get three before they get one. We need to get to 24, and they are going to call a timeout, and we'll just take a quick timeout with them back in just a minute.
It seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Okay, here we go. Our Indians won the first set 25-21. Shawnee leads this set 24-21, but we have scored three straight points on them. Mara Pearson serving again. That will be dug out, set up for a smash, and that is off our blocker and out of bounds. So they win set 2-25-21. Same score as the first set, except we won the first set. So that is the end of set number two. Each team has won one set, and we'll be back right after this.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Did you realize the Fed is highly considering moving short-term interest rates up for operating money with 5 to 7/4% increases this year? No, it's not the end of the world, but planning is definitely imperative. And these costs will be passed down to you without a careful review and plan. Come visit me today for a review of your plan and your business. Have a chat with someone that puts you first. See me, Chad Guggenbiller, at CSG Consulting in Fort Recovery. 419-852-4049.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Welcome back to Shawnee High School, where our Indians are playing their Indians. And each team has won a set. We go to set three. Each team has won a set by the score of 25-21. Fort Recovery won the first set 25-21, and Shawnee won the second set 25-21. Kennedy Mullenkamp to serve for Fort Recovery. That one was right on the line, right here in front of us, and it looked to me like it was in, but the action happens pretty quickly, and they do call it in. That's what I thought it was, but if they'd have called it out, I couldn't have argued. So our Fort Recovery Indians lead 1-0 here. Kennedy Mullenkamp with the second serve. And that goes to the other side. And they're struggling to get it over, but they do bump it over. We have a setup for Grace. And it is blocked and back on their side. On our side, excuse me. And it is tied at 1-1. And their libero, Grace Freiberger, will go back to serve. Audra set by Tegan. And they bump it back over to us, and it is out. So Fort Recovery leads 2-1 early here, and Tegan Fortkamp will serve for our Indians, and she serves it right into the net. Wasn't even close to getting over. Tied at two. Carly Hutchins, freshman for Shawnee, will go back to serve. And to Kennedy Mullenkamp, she gets it, but hits it instead of hitting it up, she hit it down. It is 3-2, Fort Recovery behind. Shawnee serving with the lead. Here in set number three, each team has one win. Kennedy handles that one. Set up for Mara, and she hits it into the net. 4-2 now, Shawnee. And Hutchins will go back to serve again. She hits it. She did hit the top of the net, but it comes back on Shawnee's side, so it's 4-3. And it will be Callie Wendell to come in and serve for Fort Recovery. Indians down a point early in set number three. Callie with a nice serve, and it'll be set and turns into a smash, and it's saved. And Mara with a big smash and just long. So it is 5-3 in favor of Shawnee, and it will be number 19, Maggie Jordan, sophomore, serving for Shawnee, and she's served in each one of the other sets and has done very well. Her serves are pretty tough to handle. Both teams have had trouble with the great serves. So it's back over to Shawnee's side, off of our fingers, up into the rafters and comes down, and Mara with a big smash, but they save it, setting it up for the left side. Callie with a nice save, and it gets roll shot over to Shawnee. Shawnee will set it up for their big hitter. That's Kelly Cooper again, down into our blockers and down on our side. So it'll be 6-3 Shawnee. Serve again. We handle it. Set up for Grace and down on their side. I'm sorry, that was Allison Fullenkamp. I'm having trouble with the official between me and the players. So it's 6-4, Indians down two. Faith Wendell serving. And to their receiver who hits it down into the floor, 6-5 now. Faith hoping to get a bunch of service points for our Indians. She gets it over. Again, tough for them to handle, but they're handling it. And they hit it. They set it up, but hit it into the net. And we're tied at 6. Faith Wendell hoping to get her trademark pile of points here from the service line. Another tough one to handle. She tipped the girl, gets it, tips it up to their front row, but it got a little too far, and our front row puts it down. They did bounce it around there. I think they hit it 4 times and never got it more than 3 feet off the ground. So our Indians now lead 7-6, and Faith serving again. She goes long that time. And again, they can't handle that one. She had been going short and with that dive, and they were waiting for that, and it went long, and she couldn't handle it. And our Indians lead 8-6 now with 4 straight points. And Faith with another one. They handled this one a little tough, but they get a big hit. And I thought maybe we tipped that, but nobody's contesting it. Well, their coach might be. But they're giving us the point. And it is 9-6, and another tough serve by Hope. And they can't ever get it to the second hitter. And so our Indians lead 10-6, and we'll be back right after this timeout by Shawnee.
You'll always find great prices and great selection at Wayne Street Market, and here are some examples of their great deals this week. Hamburger Helper is $1.49 a box. Virginia brand ham or Cooper Farms honey roasted or smoked turkey are $5.99 a pound, sliced to order in their deli, and 8-ounce packages of Best Choice shredded cheese is just $2.89. And if you're looking for a great meal in a hurry, stop by their deli, where they always have good hot meals ready to go every day, like meatloaf Monday, tenderloin Tuesday, ribs on Thursday, and burgers and brats on Friday. And a good quick way to start your day is with...
Sorry, again, back very quickly after the timeout. Faith serving again. They're struggling with it, but they get it, and a big hit over to us. Faith with a nice set, and they get it up. They're trying to set it up for the left side again and cannot get it across the net. And that's 11-6, and the Indians have scored 7 straight points. It was 6-4 when Faith started to serve. Over to them. And again, that longer serve instead of the short serve, they decided to let it go, and it landed about 6 inches inbounds. It is now 12-6. Picking on that young sophomore over in this corner, a great server, but she hasn't been returning them very well. Like, a double hit on Shawnee, 13-6. Neither team has handled the other team's serve very well. And in this young lady's defense, nobody else on their team was handling that serve very well either. So she's doing the best she can, and right now it's working in our Indians' favor. So it's big hits, back and forth. And the Indian Fort Recovery gets it down on the Shawnee side, and we have scored 10 straight points with Faith serving. So Faith will go back to serve again, 14-6, Fort Recovery over Shawnee. And she is gets it up to the front row, and they double hit again. And it's 15-6. Faith will serve again. And that's that low serve. They set it up for their big hitter. Oh, and they call that inbounds, and I am very certain. I think it was out of bounds, but they're calling it the official calls it a tip. But she called it out, but I'm pretty sure it hit in. But if it was a tip on us, it's still a point for them. 15-7 now. They broke her serve, and Kelly Cooper will go back to serve for Shawnee. A set for by Faith for Allison, and Allison hits it into the net. It is 15-8. Cooper will serve over to our Indians, back to them, over to our hitters, hits our blockers, and down on our side, 15-9. Both teams are, the servers right now are controlling the game and have been most of this whole match. So Cooper, again, up to our front row, and Allison with a nice smash, but they block it, and they got a big smash. We block it. They're back to our side. Faith with a nice set. Over to their side, West Sage. And Indians save a tough shot. And back to them. They're going to bump it across on the second instead of setting. And it goes down on our side. And it's 15-10, Fort Recovery with a 5-point lead. It was 6-4 at one time. We scored... 11 straight points, and then they've come back and scored 5 straight. So now it's a big smash on our side. Hits our blockers and down, and it's going to be a timeout for recovery, and we'll take a timeout with them.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy is now carrying a selection of unique items in the store, from nasal spray to help protect against germs and pathogens, Manuka honey sourced from New Zealand, and nail polish that is cruelty-free and vegan. So call 1-800-686-2314 for more information on these products, or stop in at Kalp Pharmacy, located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
We're back at Shawnee High School, where our Indians are leading 15-11. Each team has won a set. Fort Recovery won the first set 25-15. Shawnee won the second set 25-15. And right now it's Kelly Cooper serving, and I believe they have scored 5 straight points on us. I think we scored 10 straight. Kelly Cooper is still serving, and each team is having trouble with the other team's serve. Good, strong serve set up for Kelly, and it's back to their side, our side, and Faith with a serve and a double hit. She was setting it up, not a serve, but a set, and she double hit, and it's 15-12. And Fort Recovery only leads by 3 over Shawnee now. And Kelly gets it. Faith with another set, and their blocker gets it and puts it back down on our side, and it is 15-13. Man, the servers are controlling the game. A hard hit serve, a set by Faith, and down on Fort Recovery's side. I don't think it was going to get over the net, but their player hit it down on our side. So they're relaying a message to the coach from the official. So it is 15-14. Our Indians still lead, but they have scored 8 straight points on us, and Kelly Cooper still serving. And Faith with a set for Mara, and she tips it, and they get it back to us. And here's a big smash for them back to us. We bump it across. And a huge smash. I believe that might have been Kelly. No, that was number 9, Sydney Burris, that smashed one, but it was about 5 feet too long. So Indians finally break the serve and lead 16-14. Mara Pearson serves and set up for their front line. And they smash it, but we block it, and it comes down on Shawnee's side. And Indian Fort Recovery leads 17-14. And Mara will serve again. She goes long. They waited. They thought it was going to go out of bounds, and it dove right inside the line. And it is 18-14. That's twice they've done that, thinking it was going to be long, and it just took that nosedive right there and stayed inbounds. Mara with 2 straight service points now, and she'll put one out there, and they cannot handle that. Neither team is handling either team's serve worth anything. It is just everybody's struggling with the serve. The serves have been outstanding today. And Mara puts another one, and they get it, but can't. It goes kind of sideways, and the girl was here, actually came into the stands trying to get that. She was about 2 feet from me and could not. She got her hand on it but couldn't get it anywhere under control. Mara with another serve, great serve. And it's to them. They smash it. Our blockers get it back to their side and off of their hands. And Fort Recovery leads 21-14. We have scored 5 straight. And Shawnee will take a timeout. And we'll be back right after this.
Gents, boys, and girls, listen up, because we don't have much time. BU has clothes and gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and thoughts ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
Welcome back to Lima Shawnee. They're going to wipe a little moisture off the floor. The official spotted some sweat. So set number 3, our Indians lead Shawnee Indians 21-14. They had made a comeback and got it down to 15-14 before we were finally able to break Kelly Cooper's serve after 8 or 9 straight points. And so now we are up 21-14. The serve is handled, set up for the left side, and it's going to be a set for that's Teagan, and goes off of their hands and down on their side, 22-14 now. And so Mara is going back to serve, and I think this is going to be her 7th straight serve. And they're setting it for the left side. Big hit, and A with a set, and Teagan with a big hit and way out of bounds. So 22-15 is now the score. And Addie Maxwell will go back to serve for Shawnee. They're down 7. They handle the serve. Nice set for Faith. And back to us. Another nice set for Faith. And we tip it over, just over their blockers, and they can't handle it. And it's down on their side. And it is 23-15, 2 points away. And it'll be Audra Bupp going back to serve for our Indians. That's handled. A nice set here. And back to, and blocked back to their side over their blockers. And it's 24-15. And Audra Bupp will be serving set point. Each team with one set. And Audra, just with that rocket serve, setting it up for their left side. And it's a big smash down on their side. And it is 24-16. There's still life there for Shawnee. And it looks like they are going to have Tara DeSantiago come in and serve for them. If I remember correctly, she served several points for them in the last set. So it'll be set by Faith, back over to them, hit by Teagan, and they're smashing it over to us. Faith with another nice set to Sage. They save it, set it up for their left side, gets to our guys, and we bump it a couple of times and just cannot get it up where somebody can handle it. And it is 24-17, and we know how this game has gone in long sets, long runs of service points. So we want to break this service point and get this set over with. And we set it up for... Oh, we set it up for our girl. She hit it out of bounds, but they had a double hit. And that gives us the point. I'm thinking that's... Well, is that... Yep, yep. So they haven't fixed the score yet. But so that set ends 25-17 with Fort Recovery the winner. So we lead 2-1, and we'll be back excuse me, in just a minute or two with we hope the fourth and final set, but the fourth set coming up.
The Cooper Farms Turkey Trot is back for its 15th year on Saturday, November 5th. Join us as we race, gobble, and once again give to our friends at Everett Heart Hospice Care. The Turkey Trot begins at Cooper Farms Processing Plant at 1 Cooper Farms Drive in St. Henry, Ohio. Registration and packet pickup begins at 9 a.m. with race starting at 10. Water and refreshments, including a to-go turkey meal, will be provided to all participants, as well as several door prizes awarded. To view full details and to register, visit speedyfeet.com and search for Cooper Farms Turkey Trot.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking, but that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. America Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Hello. We're back at Shawnee High School here in Lima. And our Indians are leading their Indians 2-1. Our Indians won the first set 25-21. Shawnee won the second set 25-21. And Fort Recovery won the third set 25-17. So we'll see how this all ends up here. Both teams have had, especially that last set, had just streaks of 5, 6, 7, 8 points at a time. We went from down 6-4, we scored 8, 9, 10 points in a row. Then they scored 8 in a row. We got a few more. So they'll be serving first, and it will be Grace Freiberger. And it's handled by our Indians up to the front row, back to us. And Mara with a big smash. They're going to set it up for the center. And it's set up for our girls and Grace over to them. On their third hit, they're going to have to roll shot it. Audra, Mara, Grace back to their back row, up to the front. Big smash. Big save by Mara. And we're going to bump it over to them. They're going to try to set up their front row again on the left side through our block. And I thought that we touched it. The corner official calls a tip, and the up official is saying no. So I couldn't really see it, but it went between our girls, so if it didn't touch them, it came pretty close. So it's going to be our first point for us. That'll put Tegan back to serve, and they handle it. Going to tip it to the left side again, and we handle it, trying to get it across, get it over to their side. Back serve, and they're going to call 4 hits on Shawnee. So it is 2-0 Fort Recovery. And Tegan will go back to serve again. I believe she had a number of points earlier, but she hits this one directly into the net. So it's 2-1. And number 23, Carly Hutchins, will go back, freshman, to serve for Shawnee. Audra to Tegan. Set for Paige Guggenbiller, and it goes down on their side, and it is 3-1 Fort Recovery, and it will be, we're going to bring in Kayla Heitkamp from the JV team. She's had several matches where she served just great, and this is one more really good serve, but they handle it, and hit hard but out of bounds by Shawnee. Hit it too long, and it's 4-1 Fort Recovery. And Kayla will serve again for our Indians. And handled. And they're going to set up the right side. It hit the net, and they're calling four hits. I don't even know if they hit it the fourth time. But it hit the net and went back to their side. So it is 5-1 Fort Recovery. And Kayla will serve again. It's handled. They're going to set it up for the left side and blocked by us back to their side. They're going to hit it back over to us. Setting up Paige. Allison Fullenkamp. I thought that was Paige. Set up Allison for a big smash down on their side in the back corner, and 6-1 Indians. And Kayla will serve again with, I believe, 3 straight service points, maybe 4, and doing very well here. Another shot, but they handled it. It's setting it up. They have to roll shot it. And they're going to call us in or in the net or touching the line. So that'll be a point for them. 6-2. Now our Indians with the lead. And it'll be Maggie Jordan coming back in. She has had some great serves and a lot of service points, but she has also had problems returning serves. So she gets a real good serve handled by us. Back over to them. They're struggling a little. They're going to smash it back to us. Our blockers put it down on their side. So Indians lead, Fort Recovery leads 7-2 over Shawnee. And Faith Wendell will go back to serve, and she had a number of service points that last set. Another line shot serve handled by them, and they put it through our blockers down on our side, and it is 7-3. And Kelly Cooper will go back to serve. She had 8 or 9 straight service points in that last set to get them back in the game, but she hits it directly into the net. Man, that's a whole lot better for us than the 8 or 9 service points she had the last time. So it is now 8-3 Fort Recovery, and Mara will go back to serve. They handle it, tip it back over to us. Oh, and they popped it up to the front row, but instead of setting, they tipped it over into the corner and down on our side. So it is 8-4. And Addie Maxwell Jr. will go back to serve for Shawnee. Audra, set by Faith, and smash by Tegan. They can't handle it, goes behind the scorer's table, and it is 9-4 Fort Recovery. And Audra Bupp will go back to serve, and she had a number of service points earlier. And that's another tough one for them to handle, but they handle it, and it's a big smash for them. We handle it. Faith with a set, and Sage with a big hit, but it goes about 3 feet too long, out of bounds, and it's 9-5. And we'll switch servers again, and it'll be Kyra DeSantiago, senior for Lima Shawnee. 9-5, Fort Recovery leads Shawnee here in the fourth set. Indians lead 2-1. That goes over to us. We handle it, play it off the net and across, and they get it to us. We're going to set up for our right side, and it comes over here toward us off of their blocker, off their blocker's hand, and it's 10-5 Fort Recovery. See who goes back to serve here. Looks like it might be Kennedy Mullenkamp. And like a number of other servers today, she has had a number of service points. There's just been it's just been crazy to see how many service points in a row several of the servers have had for each team. There's been at least 5, 6, 7, 8 examples where they got 5 or more points in a row. So Kennedy's going to serve. We lead 10-5. Bump to the front row. They'll set it up for the left side. And we can't handle the big smash. And it's 10-6. And there, number one libero will serve, Grace Freiberger. We handle the serve, set up. They block it back down on our side, and it's 10-7. Fort Recovery still in the lead, but Freiberger serving, and she will get it over to us. And Audra puts it way off to her left, coming over toward us, and out of bounds. No chance for anybody to handle that one. And 10-8 now, Fort Recovery's lead down to 2. Mara to Tegan, and Grace into their block and out of bounds, and it is 11-8 Fort Recovery. And Tegan will go back to serve. And both teams have had trouble with the other team's serve all day. They get it, do handle the serve, but they try to set it up for a smash, and they put it into the net. So it's 12-8 Indians and Tegan, Fort Recovery Indians, and Tegan will serve again. Fort Recovery leads by 4. That will just barely cross the net, but go out of bounds. So it went wide. So it is 12-9. And Kaylee Hutchins, the freshman for Shawnee, will serve. Tips the top of the net. We handle it, and we tip it back over to their side. They are handling it okay. But it got to Paige Guggenbiller. She hit it, and she was able to hit it again since it was the first one. But she was the only one around it to hit it the third time, and she couldn't do that. So 12-10 now. And the Hutchins girl for Shawnee serves it out on the far side. And Fort Recovery leads 10-6. And it will looks like it'll be Kayla Heitkamp again to serve for Fort Recovery. And she'll put it across. They handle it, set it up for their big hitters, and through our block and down on our side. It's 13-11. And looks like they're going to bring in a new server, I believe. I think this is Mackenzie Brickner. Is that who's? No, it's going to be. She's coming in, but she's not coming in to serve. It's going to be. Can't remember who this one is here. I lost her number. Oh, there it is. Maggie Jordan is going to be serving again. And a big hit. Jordan handles it. She gets back over to our side, and we're going to back set for Grace, and that's going to go wide out of bounds, and it is 13-12. And Maggie Jordan will serve again. She's had some great serves, but she's also had trouble handling our serves. We handle it, and it's two. Mara hits it to them. They called it four hits on us. I didn't see that, but they've called that several times on each team that I just haven't noticed at all. So it'll go back to Jordan, and we're tied at 13. She'll serve again, sophomore, and she serves it into the net. So Fort Recovery takes the lead back to 14-13. And Faith Wendell will go back to serve. See if she can get us a bunch in a row again. I think last time she came in and got us four. That one is right to Jordan. And as I mentioned, she can serve great, but she is not handling that same serves that she puts at us. She has been putting them into the floor, and she did that time. This time she gets it up in the air, sets it up for them. Our side, big set by Faith, and back over to their side. We're going to try to tip it over our blockers, over to Mara, and she'll tip it over their blockers, but out of bounds. So that'll tie it up to 15-15, I believe. Nope, they have it at 15-14. I guess maybe, yeah, we were tied at 13. Now it's 15-14. And Kelly Cooper will serve. We've had trouble with her serve every time, and she serves it just long. So the last time she put it into the net, that time she put it too long. The time before that, I think she got 8 or 9 points in a row. So we have to do better handling her serves if we can keep her off the service line. Mara goes back to serve and serves it under the net. Right now, after everybody was having great serves, nobody's serving very well at all. So now it will go back to Addie Maxwell serving for Shawnee. We handle it. Faith with a nice set for Paige. For Allison off of their hand and backwards. And Fort Recovery leads 17-15 here in set number four. We lead two sets to one. So if we can finish this off, get 8 before they get 10, we can finish this off. But we go ahead and serve it right on out of bounds, and it's 17-16. Another one too long. So it looks like number 20, Kyra DeSantiago, will come in and serve for Lima Shawnee. And she served some very good points for him. So it's set by Faith to Grace. Grace with a smash. About a foot or two inside inbounds. And Fort Recovery leads 18-16. And Kennedy Mullenkamp will go back to serve. See if we, if one of our Indians can finally start getting some service points here, get a number in a row here. We can really take control of this if we can just get it going right here. And they set it up for their left side, smash it through our block and out of bounds. And it is now 18-17 for Recovery leads. And the libero, Grace Freiberger, will go back to serve for Shawnee. Set up for our left side, right side, excuse me, and back into their blockers, but it hits the antenna and out of bounds on them. So Fort Recovery leads 19-17, and Tegan Fortcamp will go back to serve for Fort Recovery. And that one is one of those dying shots that they just barely handled. And a girl dove for it and almost came into these concrete steps here by us. Could not handle it. And it's 19-17. And Tegan will serve again. Another tough one, but they handle it. And they're going to have to roll shot it across from the back row. And setting it up in the front for Grace. And it is... Excuse me, for that was for Paige Guggenbiller, and that is just long, and it's 20-18. And it looks like number 23, Carly Hutchins, freshman, will go back to serve for Shawnee. And a great serve, and again, we can't handle their serve. They've had trouble handling ours. That's been going on all day. It's now 20-19 for Recovery with a small one-point lead. Hutchins again. They handle that one, but it gets over to their side. And so it got up to the front row, but it was their front row, and they put it down on our side, and we are tied at 20. It's a race to five now. Each team with 20, and Hutchins back to serve again. And she'll get it over to us. We handle it, tipping it back set, and we get it over to them. They get it back to us. Gonna set to Grace. They handle it and we smash it. They smash it into our blockers. We put it back to them. They're gonna put it to our back row. And Mara gets it back over to them. They're gonna smash again. Ooh, it was just in bounds, and it definitely was in bounds. And they now lead. Shawnee leads 21-20. And we're going to take a timeout, and we'll be back very shortly.
Art trophies, they're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be.
Yep, I struggled getting my commercial to play, and there they took a 15-second timeout. So... Shawnee leads 21-20, and Indians are struggling with the serve again. Mara gets it over and bumps it out of bounds, and they lead 22-21 here in set number four. Indians, I believe, had a 20-17 lead, and they have scored five straight on us. And they lead 22-20, and we're struggling with their serve, but we get it under control. Mara gets it, hits it to their blockers, and their blockers put it down. It's 23-20, and we're going to take another timeout. This time I think I can make things work, and we'll try to get it going.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking, but that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial-grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
We're back here at Shawnee, and Carly Hutchins is back to serve again. Shawnee leads 23-20 here in set number four. Back over to Shawnee back to us. Mara with a big hit. And it's down on their side, and it's 23-21. Fort Recovery down 2 points late in the game. And it's going to be Kaylee Heitkamp, Kayla Heitkamp, to serve for the Indians. She gets it over. Tough one to handle, but they handle it. They're setting it up. And a big smash, but out of bounds. Whoa. And they say it was tipped. I am very sure it was not, but the official said it was tipped. That is probably the fourth controversial call that she's made, where she has said that something was or was not tipped. And each time the coach that had the call go against him has contested it a little bit. So now it's going back to Maggie Jordan, and she's been serving great all day. This is set point, and it's set up for their front line. Goes in our campfire, but we save it. They're back on their side, and we're going to try to set it up here at the front row. And down, inbounds, 24-22. New life for our Indians again, 24-22. We're down by 2 points. And it'll be Faith Wendell. Now, if she can get 4 points, which she's capable of doing, we can win this. But it's going to be a big task. We get it over to them. They get it to their front row. Smash. And we block it back down on their side. It's 24-23. We need this point. And it's a tough one for them to handle, but they handle it. And they put it over on the set. And then back to us, back to them, back to us. And we can't handle it. And they win set number four. 25-23. So we're going to go to set number five. And the set number five only goes to 15. We'll take a little break. We'll be back after this.
This Sunday will be the final speaker in this year's speaker series, presented by our museum and the Historical Society. Author Mary Stockwell will be the featured speaker, and she'll talk about her book, Interrupted Odyssey, Ulysses S. Grant and the American Indians. This will be the final speaker in this year's series, so make plans now to get to the Nazarene Family Center this Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. for this free event. Author Mary Stockwell's presentation of her book, Interrupted Odyssey, Ulysses S. Grant and the American Indians.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota LO1 series is part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability. They feature powerful Kubota diesel engines and easy operation. The durable Kubota LO1 series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
We're back at Shawnee High School. Fort Recovery came out of the three-minute break between sets in less than a minute. And it's just now another minute, and Shawnee is out on the floor. The officials might... Well, they are up in their positions, so the down official is getting the lineups checked. So we're going to be kind of going through this a little quicker than normal, but we are going to set number five. Fort Recovery won the first set 25-21. Shawnee won the second set 25-21. Fort Recovery won the third set, 25-17. And Shawnee won the fourth set, 25-23. We had been up, I think, 21 or 22 to 18, 17, something like that. And they came back on us. And each team has had a number of big runs of service points. So it'll be the libero serving for Shawnee to start it off. Grace puts it over to their side. They're setting up the center. And our back row puts it up. And we tip it over to them. They're setting up their center again. And it's out of bounds. And she's saying it was tipped, and it may have been. I could not see if it was. She was between me and the action, so the official, up official. So it's 1-0 Shawnee. And that were handled there, and it's going to Grace. She puts it over, and it's set up for their front row. And don't know what happened there. But it went down apparently. Nope. Something happened. It's our point. I did not see what happened. It's 1-1, and Tegan will go back to serve. And they handle the serve, going to set it up for their left side, and it goes over to us, and we cannot get it back under control. It is, well, they just gave us the point, but I'm pretty sure that's not correct. It will be 23 going back to serve for them, Carly Hutchins. And they lead 2-1, and they just served it right out of bounds. I think they have this score messed up. I think it should be 2-2, and they have it 3. Yeah, they had it 3-2, 3-1 us, but now they have it fixed. It's 2-2. They sort of handle the serve, going to set it. Went to have a big smash by Cooper, and she mishit it and goes down on their side, and Fort Recovery leads 3-2. So Grace Klingshern will serve it to them. They set it to their front row. We can't quite handle it, and we're tied at 3. They smashed it down to our side. We bounced it around a little bit, but never, ever got it under control. So it will be coming in to serve for them. Looks like Palin of Peyton Metzger. Tiny print, I couldn't tell if it was an L or a T. Peyton Metzger, and gets it to Kennedy. Kennedy to our front row. They put it into, put it out of bounds, almost into the Shawnee bench. And Shawnee leads 4-3. And Metzger will serve again. And that one hits the net, and we're tied at 4. And Faith Wendell will come in to serve for our Indians and see if she can get us a number of points like she has done several times. That just barely clears the net, and they handle it. They're going to roll shot it over. We get it up, trying to set it for our front row. And Sage Luthold hits it into the net. And we're tied. No, excuse me. No, they have it... Okay, yeah. So it's 5-4. They lead. And they had the scoreboard messed up again. And so we smash one. They block it back to us. And it's 6-4 Shawnee. And that will bring Kelly Cooper back to serve. And last time she hit it long. The time before she hit it the net. The time before that, she had 8 straight service points. So we'll see how it goes. Back to them, back to us. And we hit it backwards out of bounds, and we're going to take another timeout because we need to get this under control. That the game only goes to 15, and they lead 7-4 early here. We'll be back in just a minute.
Ever tried to buy insurance online? Hi, I'm Connor Ramel with Fort Recovery Insurance. On the internet, it's hard to tell a computer your truck spends half its life in a field or that you keep your jet ski in a pole barn. Here, life's different than the big city or suburbs. So are our insurance needs. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, we can address your concerns and a few you may not be aware of. Insurance done local. It's what we do. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Cooper, again, back to serve for Shawnee. They lead 7-4 here. And Indians are struggling with her serve, and we cannot handle it. So she had eight in a row a previous set, and she, the last set she hit one too long, hit one in the net, and that's all she did. This time she's got four straight service points, I believe. Indians handle this one. Mara over to their side. They're going to set up their center. We handle it. Coming to the front for us. Mara will tip it over. They're going to set it for their left side. We handle it. We're going to try to get it over. And it's going backwards. They're going to bump it over. We put it to the front. We get it. It's a tie at the net. And they tip it to our side. And the official over here trying to get him. Well, it's 8-4. Is that? I'm not sure what that is. So I think that was the score before. It might be a. Anyway, we hit it down on the on their side. I don't know what that was because it was 8-4. Had a big volley and it was still 8-4. So I don't know what that call was. But anyway, it is 8-5. And Kayla Heitkamp will come in to serve for the Indians. And she's had places where she's had great service points runs. So they're going to set it for their side. And they smash it down on our side. And that was a big hit from, I believe, number 27, Kyra Vermillion. And that will bring Addie Maxwell to the service line. 9-5, Shawnee leads here in set number five. Each team with two sets. And he's the official. He was smart enough to say, I did not see it. And I think it landed inside his feet. But there were players coming at him, and he was kind of avoiding getting hit. So it is 9-6 Indians, and Audra Bupp, Fort Recovery behind. And Audra Bupp serves over to them. They set it up. We block it. We're setting it up again for our side, and it's Sage Luthold with a smash down on their side, and Audra Bupp will serve again. She needs to get on one of those runs she's had earlier in the year. She hasn't had one for a while, but we need to get this going here. That hits the top of the net, gets to their side. They're going to set it up for left side again. We block it back on their side. They're going to set it up on left side again. It goes long. And somebody convinced her that we tipped it. I don't know if we did or not. It probably did, but I can't. Let's just say I can't see that fast. So the official, the flag official from the corner is going to come over, and they're going to discuss this. He's explaining. I think he's saying it hit the net and went out. They're discussing things here kind of in front of us. But it's going to be another one that's a no call. So that's going to be a replay of that same one. Obviously, these would be officials provided by Shawnee, and I believe he is wearing a Shawnee jacket, but he has contested this up official's play a couple of times that's ended up in our favor. So serve is handled. They're trying to get it under control. I have to roll shot it over, and I don't think it actually got over the net, but if it did, we smacked it back over on their side, and it's 9-8. Shawnee leads, and Audra Bupp is serving again. She's got three in a row, and it's big for us. And they're going to get it up near the front row. They have to bump it over. It's going to come to our front row. Nice set for Grace, and it is just out of bounds. Excuse me, that was Tegan. Just out of bounds, and that makes it 10-8. Shawnee in the lead. This one goes to 15, and Kyra DeSantiago will come in and serve for Shawnee. And we need to be able to handle these serves. And it's coming over to us. We get it to the front row. Faith with a nice set, and we tip it over. They're setting their center, and we get it up. Going to bump it up near the front row and put it down, and goes. They get it back again, and they're going to say that they carried the ball. Shawnee carried the ball, so now it is 10-9. Our Indians down by one, and Kennedy Mullenkamp coming in, and she has had, again, several times when she has just scored points. We need six. They handle the serve, setting up their left side. We bump it to the front and get it across. They're struggling with it, and they're trying to get it across and cannot, and we're tied at 10. I look for their coach to call a timeout if we get another point here. We are tied at 10, and she is going to call a timeout right now. So we'll take a timeout with them. We'll be back right after this.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
We're back here at Shawnee High School, fifth and final set of this match. Each team with two sets, victories, and Kennedy Mullenkamp is back to serve for Indians, tied at 10. We need five more. They handle it, get it up to their front row, going to bump it to our back row, going to set it. Oh, our set pushed it across, and they're going to come at us, but we block them, and we're going up again. They put it over. Wow, to me that looked like that was in. It was called out. The up official was basically at her feet, and they didn't contest what the flag official said. So it's 11-10 Fort Recovery, and they handle our serve. They're going to smash it. They smash it into our blockers, but we hit it out of bounds on their side. So we're tied at 11, and Grace Freiberger looks like we'll go back to serve for the Shawnee Indians. 11-11. You have to win by two, going to 15. We handle the serve. Tegan sets up Grace. Grace smashes it way out of bounds. And it is 12-11 with the advantage to Shawnee. We need to break this serve. We handle it up to the front, and Tegan tips it over on the set. And we let it go. And it landed at the down official's feet. And he's saying he didn't see it. He's saying he didn't see it. It was right at his feet. And so he finally made a decision and said it was in. And now we're going to call a timeout. It is 13-11 in favor of Lima Shawnee. And this has been, especially this set, has had several things that were just really screwy. So the flag official, again, is coming over. And he is talking. He's saying, I saw this. I didn't look to see what he called. But the flag official is not happy with the up official, I don't think. She has overruled him, or they have conflicted several times. But we'll see how this goes. It is 13-11. Lima Shawnee in the lead. Going to 15 in this final set. And here's the serve. We handle it, get it to their side. They're going to bump it back, and we can't get to it. And it's 14-11. They tip it to our back corner on the second hit. And this is match point right here. And she hits the net. Now, I think maybe our players weren't ready. I guess they blew the whistle. I usually pay attention, but I didn't hear that. Anyway, they were kind of looking around like, what happened? But it hit the net, so we get the point. 14-12, and Tegan is serving. They're going to set it for their left side again. We get it up, and we can't handle it. Comes down on our side, and the final set goes to Lima, Shawnee Indians, 15-12. And we'll be back in just a minute or two, and we'll talk about some of the stuff that went on in this game.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Did you realize the Fed is highly considering moving short-term interest rates up for operating money with 5 to 7/4% increases this year? No, it's not the end of the world, but planning is definitely imperative. And these costs will be passed down to you without a careful review and plan. Come visit me today for a review of your plan and your business. Have a chat with someone that puts you first. See me, Chad Guggenbiller, at CSG Consulting in Fort Recovery. 419-852-4049.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Welcome back to Lima Shawnee High School, where our Lady Indians go down to defeat in the final fifth set, 15-12. Our Indians won the first set, 25-21. Shawnee won the second set, 25-21. Fort Recovery won the third set, 25-17. Shawnee won the fourth set, 25-23. And they also win the final set, 15-12. Hard fought, and a number of controversial calls and no calls, and replays of points, especially in the last match. I think there were three where the flag official in the far corner did not agree with the up official, and another one of the odd calls was there was a play in front of the down official where it landed within 3 feet of him. He said he didn't see it. The flag official says that it was out. The up official said it was in, and it was just really odd. I haven't seen, I almost never see a controversial call in any volleyball match. Most of them are pretty cut and dried, and people don't argue. But in this match, I would say there were four or five calls that Shawnee's coach disagreed with, and one or two that Travis disagreed with. So it was just a weird weird match, that the way the officiating was. It I don't know who was right on any of them, but you just never see controversy. It's just something that just doesn't seem to happen in volleyball. So a couple of them I think I had a pretty good view, but and I think that I was right on one or two of them, but the other several, there was no way for me to tell from where I'm sitting here right at courtside and not up where you can kind of look down on things. So anyway, Indians lose today 3-2. All of them were very exciting, really good matches. Coming up next week on Fort Recovery Radio, volleyball at St. Henry on Thursday, nothing on Monday or Tuesday. A WPGW simulcast on Thursday from St. Henry, and the NFHS video will be available. Friday, football at Marion Local. That'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast with a pregame show starting at 6:40, and the NFHS video will be available there too. on Saturday, a week from today. It is the Crestview Volleyball Invitational, and the we'll have as many of those as we can get on the air. The match times and which gym they'll be in will be determined later, early next week. So, again, our Indians go down to defeat 3-2. We won the first match, first set, 25-21. Shawnee won the second one, 25-21. We won the third set, 25-17. Shawnee won the fourth set, 25-23. And they also won the final set, 15-12. So we appreciate you listening. We thank our sponsors for helping us bring this to you. And we'll be back next week with more sports here on Fort Recovery Radio. Thanks for listening.
Today's special sports coverage right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio was being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors that you heard during today's special sports cast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio and all the volunteers of FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks for listening. Now we're going to send it back to the studio for regular programming.